Now listen again. Speaker 0.
I love to smile. And obviously, I think you can tell by that. But I like to make the interviewer just as at ease as I'm trying to be. Because really, this interview is a conversation that you're going to have with this other person who's a human being. And it can be a real icebreaker if you can just be relaxed and at least give yourself a break. Say, hi, how are you? And even try to talk about the weather or some type of other icebreaker that kind of gives everybody a chance to take a deep breath. Because this is an evaluative conversation. And it can be nerve-wracking for both parties.
Speaker 1.
Just enough detail without getting tedious or long-winded. Concise, but not too concise. Maybe 2 minutes long, assuming the interviewer doesn't break in. If you can, try and watch yourself from the outside while answering. Be on guard against rambling. If you catch yourself starting to delve deeper and deeper into one situation or one past job, just cut yourself off and move on.
Speaker 2.
Now, if you're moving on because you can't stand your boss, right, which happens a lot, and we've all been there, you don't want to say that. What you do want to say is that I really need to be in a place where I can be managed and developed and where I can get guidance or mentoring. You really focus on the things that you're looking to get as opposed to all the reasons why you don't have it now.
Speaker 3.
Ironically, you'll need to rehearse these responses so you can deliver them in a style that appears to be totally spontaneous. Rehearse wherever you are alone and won't feel silly talking out loud to yourself, e.g. while driving, drying your hair, etc. Preparation is the key to nailing the behavioral interview.
Speaker 4.
And for that question, you definitely want to do your homework. This is one of the best uses for the internet. Salary.com, Indeed.com, Monster, Hotjobs, a lot of them have salary calculators associated with them now. So you can look up the job title in your geographic area and get the range of salaries for that position and find where you would fit based on your level of experience.
Speaker 5.
But for folks just starting out, maybe a new career or college students who've just graduated or even folks out of high school or new to the work world, that's a common problem. So again, I go back to internships are great, any way that you can get some experience on your resume to demonstrate, hey, yeah, I may not be, you know, 10 years in this field, but I can tell you in this experience that I had this summer, I didn't know anything going in, and here's how successful I was. So you want to show situations where, yeah, you went in without a lot of experience, but were still able to succeed. And this is where references can be so helpful as well. Even if you don't have a lot of experience, anybody who can be a great reference for you, even a teacher or a professor or even someone that you volunteered for who can attest to your ability to learn quickly and perform well can be a great asset.
This is the end of task 3. Now you have 2 minutes to check your answers.